This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. As you always know, the craziest, no-goodest, rottenest son of a bitch you'll ever want to hear on the radio. I'm speaking earlier with my producer, and I says, our show is like no other because people don't know what the hell they're going to hear here. And my producer says, I don't either. And then I say, well, I don't know what the hell I'm going to say, so it makes it a little surprise package for everybody because, see, I sit here and when I get pissed off, I don't give a damn because, see, I'm in front of this mic. I can say what I want, and you niggers don't like it. Kiss my ass. Hey, I want to get started. Now, everybody, go out and buy those lottery tickets. Come on. Damn it, it's 500 and some odd billion, trillion dollars. It might as well be, because you idiots out there buying, and you people all get pissed at me because I don't give a damn. You stand 1 in 292 million chance of winning the lottery. One, now get that, not in 1 in 292, 1 in 292 million. That's million, in an M, millions. And boy, everybody's running around, grabbing us, getting in line, going to kill each other. Hey, I want that last ticket. Come on, people, wise up. You know, that's the biggest bunch of propaganda crap in the world. That's all these states coming together to try to take your money. Now, I got to ask, if I was a nigger, I got to ask you. I'd ask you if I was a nigger, but I ain't. I want to ask you, for the one person that may eventually win, that will change their lifestyle. But how many hundreds and thousands of families does this same gambling situation destroy? Guarantee you, it destroys family after. They don't want to tell you that. You know, yeah, if you don't want to gamble anymore, let somebody know at the casino and we'll put your name. All you got to do is go to the next casino. And it's like a doper. Hey, you don't want to take dope anymore. You don't want to be dope addict. Well, just sign this list and you won't have to be. The hell you won't. A gambler's going to be a gambler. And the state facilitates it. And most of the time, not always, it's the people that can't afford to gamble that are gambling. And if somebody gets pissed off, then they just got to get pissed off at me. I see people with holes in their shoes. I used to see people with holes in their pants, but hell, now those holes in their pants means they cost $400 or $500. I don't understand that either. But think about it, people. Everybody, the news station, everybody hyping it up. You know, what about 1 in 2.92 million? You know, that's about the same odds. That's about the same odds as some greasy, sleazy, low-life, good-for-nothing nigger ever getting a job and not going to jail. You know, that's about the same kind of odds. And if you niggers don't like it, kiss my ass. See, I can sit here. I get pissed because you niggers think you're going to run me out of town? You think you're going to make me be ashamed to be white? Are you stupid, son of a bitch, is stupider than I think you're stupid? I think you are. But think about it, people, with this lottery crap. Everybody gets all excited. Now, I'd get excited if I had 1 in 292 million chance of having sex with Britney Spears. Kind of obsessed with her, but if she would say, yes, you've got 1 in 292 million chances, I'd say, hey, there's still a chance. But it's the same thing, people. Our government is destroying us from within. They're letting gambling going on. They're going to have off-track betting. Now they're letting marijuana go. They're going to have prostitution. Charlene, it makes no difference. They're going to get your money because they need your money because they've stole the rest of our money through taxes. Hell, they know they'll get run out of town if they put too many more taxes on the books. So they won't put taxes. What they'll do, and look at your driver's license renewal. Look at all your renewals on your license plates. Look at your renewals on everything. Look at when you go up to the courthouse to get something filed. It used to be $25. Now it's $150. And these attorneys all know that. They know they're getting screwed. Well, not really, because they throw the cost back to the client. So as always, at the end of the day, who gets screwed? We the people. But again, 1 in 292 million, and they're touting that crap. And it just pisses me off because poor people are desperate. Poor people are always desperate, and we know that. And that plays right into these poor people's hands. And it pisses me off that nobody will say anything about it. Oh, there'll be little twerks and tweaks and, well, you shouldn't. No, I want to come out and say it's a bunch of crap. You people are smarter than that. One in 292 million chance to win. And you're going to take $20, $30, $50 away from your family, $100, $200, $300 away from your family, so your children won't eat properly, won't be clothed properly, probably lose your mortgage. You know how many people have lost their mortgage, lost their wives and husbands, which in turn loses their whole family, their whole family's destroyed? Come on. It's got to be better than that, people. It's got to be better than that. And I'm nobody's moral keeper. I am definitely nobody's moral keeper, but I'll tell you, when I've got an opinion, when I've got a thought, you're going to get it. And think about it today when you're running around, going to run over somebody or beat somebody's ass so you can get in line before them. Don't worry about that, people. You know, $1 or $2, but damn, it's amazing. Now, what really kind of pissed me off today, in Columbia, Missouri, at the University of Missouri, They fired a police officer, and I guarantee you, it was a white police officer, fired a police officer because someone gave them a picture of him in blackface. Now, he was in blackface before he became a University of Missouri police officer, but they said they fired a campus police officer. They fired a campus police officer because he had blackface before he became a police officer. The officer, after verifying he was in the photo depicting him in blackface, who the hell made that illegal? Who the hell made that something wrong? If I want to go around in blackface and walk around the street all damn day, I'll do it. I'd be afraid to because some cop probably won't arrest me, say I was selling dope, which if I was a nigger, I probably would be. But you people, especially white people, nobody gets pissed off about this. Let it be a your family member or let it be you. And you would be pissed off. You better get pissed off now. You better get pissed off at the burglar that's a block away, because if you don't stop him, eventually he'll be to your house. And it just pisses me off. The chancellor. The chancellor, and what a great gentleman, I'm sure, said that the police officer was the only person depicted in the photo, but that did not know whether the photo was taken or when it was taken. He said he received the photo on Tuesday. I'll be damned. Man, they received the photo on Tuesday afternoon and the son of a bitch and white guy's gone Wednesday morning. But what pisses me off, they don't know he could have been in a play. Maybe that was a play about slavery. And some white guys, oh, that's what I want. I want a play where there's going to be about slavery, and here's a guy, a slave, and he's white. Now, you got to put blackface on that. Now, I don't know if that was the situation, and it probably wasn't. But what's it make any difference? Do you white people understand? They fired this guy. This Marcus Collins acknowledged he was the person in the picture. Well, he's stupid for acknowledging anything. Before, listen, he was hired with the police department in January of 2018. So he gets a picture. It was taken 4 or 5 years ago. He's probably a competent police officer because he was in blackface. They don't even know why he was in blackface. Again, he could have been in a play. Doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any difference him being a police officer. He wanted to be in whiteface. You know, I guess next year these guys get together, and it's got to be funny at these Halloween parties for adults anymore. Man, I got to watch what I... Well, I guess you dress up like a woman. You're a faggot queer drag queen. You people understand how ironic this crap is, but it just pisses me off to the level that nobody else has heard about that, I'll bet you. Nobody else gives a damn about that, I'll bet you. But you would if it was your family member. You most certainly would if it was your family member. But we're going to sit back and take this crap. And I just hope this Collins, this police officer, gets some kind of legal representation, because I think it's totally wrong. I think it's totally wrong what the hell's going on. Now, you know what I really think is totally wrong and what really pissed me off? But now they took it off Facebook. Had a Facebook video, four niggers beating the hell out of a white kid. And it was all over Facebook. We tried to get it to put it on our Facebook page, but they deleted it. You know why they deleted it? Because they don't want to piss the niggers off. Man, we don't want to piss the niggers. Two people you don't want to piss off in this world, the niggers and the IRS. And if you got to piss off one, piss off the IRS, because the IRS won't kill you. But in Granite City, it was all over Facebook. Four niggers beat the hell out of this white kid. Nobody said nothing. Nobody said nothing. Now on TV, they blurred it out. They blurred out all the faces. But I guarantee you, and you all think about it, if it had been four or five white boys in Granite City beating the hell, gang beating the hell out of a little black boy, it would have been all over every media. It would have been on the front page. There would have been the NAACP. It would have been a hate crime. So I ask you niggers, and I ask the NAACP, why isn't it a hate crime? Why can't a white person have a hate crime against him? Why has it always got to be the niggers? Took it off Facebook. Blurred the pictures out. Now think about it. If it had been a little black kid laying there getting the hell beat out of him, and I watched it, the NAACP would have been at the high school. They would have want those kids. They would have been expelled. But why? Why do we as white people sit back and take this crap? Why do we as white people let this crap go? You white people are a bunch of idiots, and I hope I piss off everybody. You let this crap go in Granite City, and I got to ask, what a great town Granite City used to be. Now, you're going to say it's a racist statement to the niggers, but it's not. There's niggers, not proud black, there's niggers all over Granite City. That town's going to be destroyed, just like East St. Louis, just like Washington Park, just like Centerville, just like Cahokia, just like every other town that went from white to black. That's not a racist statement, that's a real statement. But in Granite City, why, I ask, were the white leaders? Oh, there's no such thing as white leaders. There's a lot of black leaders, black organizations, black this, black that. never have a white leader. We've got war. White Awareness Radio. I'm not the leader. I'm just the messenger. We can't get people to come along because, oh no, don't want to piss the niggers off. At some point in time, you white people, no violence. You're going to have to piss, not the proud blacks. Always keep the hardworking proud blacks out of this. You're going to have to get pissed off at the niggers, and you're going to have to stop the niggers. You're going to have to confront the niggers, because if you don't, they're going to walk all over you. And I'm not telling you anything you don't know. I'm not telling you a damn thing that you do not know. But it just pissed me off yesterday when I saw that crap in Granite City. Now it's over with. One little blurb on TV last night. One little blurb on YouTube that they took off. Nobody saying anything but Bob Romanek. But once again, and I'll beat a dead horse to death every day on this subject, if it would have been four white guys beating the hell out of a little black boy, you know, you all know what would happen. But we sit back, we'll let it go. When the hell are we going to quit letting this crap go? This reverse racism, when are we going to quit letting it go? We're not, because these niggers, not the proud blacks, these niggers mistake kindness for weakness. And until we, as the proud white community, the non-racist proud white community, let these niggers understand that we're not taking it anymore, they're going to dish it out. And they're going to shove it down our throat until we say enough's enough. But four niggers beating the hell out of an innocent white boy. And what happens? A young white gal videotapes it, puts it out, because how egregious it was. And now they're threatening her. I seen the white father on TV last night. Well, we called the police, but the police said there ain't much we can do. And there really isn't much they can do to protect that gal, because if somebody wants to hurt you, they're going to hurt you. But they could do something about the racist. They could do something about the hate crime. They could get the FBI involved. I know they're juveniles, 14, 15-year-old juveniles killing people every day. 11-year-old kid killed two people over the weekend, shot him in the head. Oh, he's just a juvenile. Let him go. Well, yeah. Bull crap. And you people understand. You people know what I'm talking about. But you still sit back. And again, what a great town Granite City was. Somebody from Granite City wanted to call me and let me know how bad the niggers, not the proud blacks. The proud blacks don't want to be in Granite City. Because you know why? Because the niggers are in Granite City. Nobody wants to be around the niggers. Niggers, we're going to give you two or three states. You wouldn't know, because they'd have four or five states the next week, because they'd screw that all up. And then before it's over, they'd have every state, because they'd screw. Niggers, you better understand. I know you hate white people. I know you hate white people. But if you ever get rid of all of us white people, you son of a bitch, you're gone the next day, because you're not smart enough. You don't have any worth ethics. You're the stupidest bastards in the world. Go ahead, John. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, I just want to let you know I'm a proud white man from Granite City. I'm born and raised in Granite City. I work at a mom-and-pop shop there, and, you know, a lot of us are sick and tired of it. We're not just going to let that be forgotten. I'll share that video on Facebook or the Internet every day until somebody sees it and does something about it. Those kids should be expelled from school, and it should have been handled.
You know, John, not only should they have been expelled from school, the FBI should have came in. Don't you think that's a hate crime? If it would have been white on black, it would have been a hate crime, wouldn't it?
Only with what you say, it should have been a hate crime. But, you know, only the niggers can do that against us. So,
you know, John, you say you're a proud white man from Granite City. And I know you're not a racist. I know you don't dislike someone because of their color of their skin. I'm sure you dislike them because of all the vile criminal things they do just happen to be in black skin color. But those niggers in Granite City, they've just about destroyed the great town of Granite City, haven't they?
I agree. It's getting there, but, you know, I don't think we're going to let it get to that point. There are plenty of proud black people, you know, but
right.
There's too many niggers, and, you know, I'm hoping that changes.
Well, John, thank you for the call, and be safe. And again, people, I don't advocate any violence. I advocating standing up for your rights. No violence. We don't need to go fight the niggers. We need to stand right next to them and say, hey, listen, son of a bitches, we've had enough. You're going to get treated fair. We're going to get treated fair. Everyone's going to get treated fair. But there's not going to be this reverse racism. It's not going to be where, hey, we're afraid because you have black skin. We're afraid. No, we're afraid because of violence that you bring to every community. The violence that you bring to every community. Go ahead, Jim. Let him go. You know, hey, Jim, you're an idiot. You can't say either of those two words. You know, you people, come on. If I want to get in trouble, I'll get in trouble on my own. I'll be damned. But Granite City was once a nice town. I drive through. I see niggers. I see them all bunching up. And I got to ask, why did niggers all got to, not the proud black, always keeping them out of the equation. Why did niggers got to all bunch up in one like a gang? Well, you don't have to be afraid of us. The hell we don't. The hell we don't. When you gang up like a gang, you end up being like a gang and doing what a gang does, just like you did to this little white boy. And the white boy's parents, you guys are not very, very good parents. If you don't go to the school, if you don't go to the police, you don't go to the FBI and demand, I say demand, that they be charged with a hate crime. And you white people in Granite City ought to be ashamed of yourself. You politicians, not the police officers, they only do what these politicians make them do. You politicians ought to be ashamed of yourself. You're going to let this crap go. If there was one nigger on the Granite City board and it was reversed, I guarantee you that nigger would have the NAACP, have the FBI, have hate crime unit, have them all over. But see, we're going to let this go. This time, this little white boy just got kicked and got the hell beat out of him. Next time, he may be dead. And we're going to sit there and tolerate it? We're going to sit there and tolerate it, my ass. Go ahead. We'll get one more before break. Go ahead, John. You're on the dark side.
Hello. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing great.
This is John from Grand City. I was born and raised in Grand City, Illinois, and I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
My feelings on that is I was born in Lincoln Place. We had two black kids who used to go to our school, but they were based on the Army base. They're really nice people, but ever since that they moved, when the Section 8 and everything came along, they moved like 360 families back in 1985 out there in Pontoon Beach. Everything went downhill since then.
Yeah, you know, John, and those aren't proud blacks. Thanks for the call, John. Those aren't proud blacks. Those are niggers. They moved these people in, and I got to ask, you see, people in Belleville, they can say what they want. You know, we got Eckert and we got Kern. We got Clarabel and Bozo, the two clowns of Belleville, saying how safe Belleville's not safe. You drive the streets at night, you see nothing but niggers. They're like roaches. The proud blacks are afraid to come out, just as the proud whites are. But see, people, you're not going to hear this anywhere else. Everybody else, you go to any of these other radio stations, oh, we can't piss off the black community. You're not pissing off the black community. You're pissing off the niggers. We're pissing off the black community when we don't separate those proud black people from the niggers. That's what pisses a proud black community off. People got to understand, this crap's not going to get any better. It's not ever going to get any better. And I ask, why? And one more time, why? Why all the whites, they just keep moving further and further away from the violent, vicious black community. And also, the decent, law-abiding blacks, they're moving out too. Why is it that we let these violent niggers, these 4 or 5% of our whole population, dictate our lives? Why do we walk in fear because of the niggers? Now, here's a statistic before we go to break. And they talk about niggers being killed by whites and being killed by police. Blacks kill, and this is a United States legitimate census. It's been checked. Blacks killed by whites in this country, 2%. 2% blacks killed by whites. Blacks killed by police, 1%. Whites killed by police, 3%. Now, grant you, there's a bigger white population. Whites killed by whites, 15%. Whites killed by blacks, 82%. Whites killed by blacks, you hear me, 82%. And blacks killed by whites. Let me see, whites killed by whites killed by blacks. They don't have anything about whites. Niggers killed by whites, because it's probably not a big percentage. But But whites killed by blacks, 81%, 81.9%. Blacks killed by blacks, 97%. And the blacks, not the proud blacks, the niggers, want to give the white community crap when you bastards are killing each other off at the rate of 97% black-on-black killings and occasionally a 1%, the blacks killed by police, and it goes nationwide. It goes nationwide when a police officer even legitimately shoots a nigger. It goes nationwide, and he goes through all kind of hell like that Darren Wilson did here in Ferguson. But blacks killed by blacks, 97%+. I don't hear the niggers bitching about that. Hey, niggers, kiss my white, hairy, stinky, wrinkled, red, white, and blue, all-American, proud white man's ass. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America. Now listen to me, niggers, America's bi-state voice, voice people, voice of freedom. I am speaking free. You people all need to speak free. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out?
The party was spiced, the party was pumping.
Hey, yeah. V-I-O.
And everybody having a ball.
V-I-O.
Until the fellas start the name calling.
V-I-O.
And the girls respond to the call. I have a boom and shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio as always, and we are proud, very proud to be the Patriot.
Gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
Right to choose it. There ain't no way we'll lose it. This is our life. This is
dark side, since we're on these statistics, and these are all legit, 2017, police fatal shootings, there were 223 police officers shot the niggers. The vast majority were armed and dangerous. Only 16 out of the 223 victims of police shootings were unarmed. And just because they were unarmed doesn't mean that they weren't violent. Because, see, I advocate if you have hands at the end of your arms, you can be violent, because how many people are strangled to death? I think that's what Michael Brown was going to do to Darren Wilson, that Ferguson police officer, so that police officer had to protect themselves. So 16 were unarmed, and probably 10 of those were trying to kill a police officer. There were some bad shoots by police officers, 4 or 5. That's probably true. But a police officer is 18 and a half more times likely to be killed by a black man than an unarmed black man is to be killed by a police officer. 18 and a half times. Understand that, people? Black males have made up over 42% of all cop killers over the last 10 years. And they only make up 6%. You hear me? Only make up 6% of the entire population, but 42% of the cop killers. We don't ever hear that crap. Oh, no, nobody wants a bitch about that. But let a white police officer shoot a nigger, and it's all over national news. And here's something very, very interesting. This comes from about the black children exploitation of violence and victimization. Living in the urban community, means a nigger community, also increases the risk to violence, and one quarter of low-income urban youths have witnessed the murder. One-fourth have witnessed the murder. Children. In the one study of inner city 7-year-olds, 75% have heard gunshots, 60% have seen drug deals, 18% have seen a dead body outside their house or outside their area, and 10% have seen a shooting or stabbing at their own homes. Now, you niggers want to blame white people for that? We cannot control what you niggers do. But see, white people, proud white and proud black, here's what happens. After they've destroyed their whole community, they come to our communities instead of sitting back and thinking about it and then saying, hey, we've had enough. Everybody packs up and moves further away. How much further can we move away? We're going to have a bridge from the East Coast to over to Europe when it's all said and done. We can't keep moving, and I don't advocate violence at all, but we can't keep moving. And in here, friends mourn a dead couple in Edwardsville. And I don't know if they're going to put it in the paper. They showed the two deceased, 68-year-old beautiful lady and her 79-year-old husband. All they want to do is live out their lives in Edwardsville. Two proud white people. But here comes a nigger, a 23, 24-year-old nigger, and stabs them to death, robs them. Couldn't rob them and tie them up. But no, see, these niggers, they hate us white people. They hate us because we work hard, because we have something. And again, always keep the proud blacks out of the equation. But these poor people at the end of their lives, trying to live out their lives, hardworking, decent white people, and get stabbed to death. Boy, I'd rather get shot in the head and get stabbed to death. That's got to be nasty. I've been shot and I've been stabbed, and that stabbing hurts a lot worse than being shot. But these poor people in their homes, not bothering anybody, get killed by a nigger. And then the niggers want to know why white people want to get away from them. The niggers want to know why white people, oh, you guys are racist. You don't want to be around us. Hell no, we don't want to be around you. We don't want to be around a bomb. And we don't want to be around somebody that passes smelly gas all day. You understand me, niggers? And you ain't going to hear it, people, anywhere else. But see, I'm pissed today. I'm really pissed. It pisses me off about that little white boy in Granite City that nothing's going to happen because he's a poor white boy. I see him run off, and I'm sure them niggers are yelling and screaming and laughing. Once again, the niggers have put the white boy in his place. Well, let me tell you, niggers, this one white boy, you had to put me under. My place is going to be 6 foot under, because I'll be damned, I'm going to bow down to you, no-count rotten bastards. I'll be damned if I'm going to let you change the way I live, but also be damned if I have to be around you. There ain't nobody telling me who I have to be around. I don't have to be around my relatives. I don't have to be around white people, black people, orange people, blue people, if I don't want to be. Don't make me a racist. A lot of white people I don't like. A lot of niggers I don't like. I don't have to be around them. Why would some bitch want to be around somebody that doesn't like them and they don't like? But if you don't, you're a racist. Oh, you're this, you're that. I'm tired of all these titles. Be around the people you want to be around. Enjoy your life, because unlike these two unfortunate, innocent white people in Edwardsville, their life was cut short by a nigger. And the niggers want to know again why? Why? We want to get away from them? We talk about security. Security on the Metro Link. Are you crazy? All these killings, until they let people carry their guns, if they're legitimately can carry them, carry their guns, and until they have a police officer on every Metrolink train, this is going to happen. Not in the white community, in the nigger community. And anybody thinks any difference, they're crazy. You know, they let the train go out to Richmond Heights, the Metrolink. All these little niggers, they get off, they go to the Galleria, they pilfer, they steal, they rob. Their business is probably down 25% at the Richmond Heights Galleria. And it's because of the Metrolink. Anytime you have public transportation, you're not going to get the Proud Blacks in there. You're going to get the niggers coming through. And every time you have the niggers coming through, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get violence. You're going to get theft. You're going to get destruction, devastation, wherever they're at. You know you're going to get it. But they're talking about putting $5 million in. $5 million isn't going to help that Metrolink security situation. I like the sign. You can't carry a gun on the Metrolink. So all the law-abiding citizens, leave them at home, put them in their car, take the chance of having their car broken into. The law-abiding qualified citizens that have the right to conceal and carry. You think those crap bum niggers, those bums that are going to shoot you, going to kill you, you think the niggers that killed this kid in East St. Louis a couple days ago, you think they read that? I don't even think they could read the sign. But if they could, I guarantee you it would have made them any difference. Why are you always putting the innocent, both proud white and proud black? Why are we putting the innocent people in jeopardy? Why do we give the crap bums the right to carry a gun, and the decent people, we had to handcuff them? That's not a fair fight. You know, these crap bums know they get on the Metrolink, decent law-abiding citizens, they're not going to carry a gun. What disadvantage is that to everybody? Now, if these niggers got on and saw 15, 20, 30 proud white and proud black people, you think they'd try to pull a gun then? They'd probably have about 35 bullets in that big dumbass head of theirs. But no, they know they can get on the Metrolink. So you Metrolink directors, you guys have screwed it up. It's your fault for the lack of security. It's not the police officer's fault. It's your fault for the lack of security. Because no guns allowed by qualified people? Are you crazy? I think guns should be. I can't carry a gun. I'm a felon. But I think everybody that can carry a gun should be able to carry a gun if you're qualified. Again, the bums carry them all the time. They don't care. They don't read if they can read. They're going to violate. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble for carrying this gun on the Metrolink. Well, what do they care? Because they're going to rob and kill somebody before the day's over. That's going to be the least of their concerns. That's going to be the least of their concerns. But I saw this before we go to break. And our condolences go out to the family of these two people. 68 and 79 years old, working hard, honorable, decent, hardworking people of the community. And they get their lives taken away by some greasy, sleazy, no-count, low-life nigger. You don't think white people that haven't been around even the blacks? See, that hurts the proud blacks. Because white people haven't been around people of color. They're afraid of all the people of color. They're not going to sit there and think about it and research it and do a background check on you if you got black skin. They're just going to get away from you. And I don't blame them. I've been around the black community all my life. I know the good blacks from the bad blacks. I know there's a lot of proud black people that work their ass off. And I know there's a lot of niggers that do nothing but rob, rape, steal, kill, sell dope, that make the proud black community look bad. And I don't give a damn. But I just hope they put a picture of this nigger in the paper. You know, these newspaper outlets and these TV and radio outlets, they're so afraid to say anything anymore. We can't say something, we'll get in trouble. We can't talk the truth because we'll get in trouble. I say get in trouble my ass. Stand up and speak up. be proud and loud. If you're white or black, be proud and loud. And don't let this nigger crap, don't let this cracker hunky crap, you know, don't let the Ku Klux Klan, which we deplore, don't let the skinheads, the neo-Nazis, a bunch of stupid whitehead idiot bastards. Black Lives Matter, a bunch of nigger bastards. Atif, a bunch of nigger bastards. All these groups, and we sit back and we're afraid of them? People, we're stronger than that. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. As always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome back to the dark side. Well, we always get flooded with callers, and callers, when I get going, I don't have time because I'm going to get my opinion out. I'm going to get my word out, so I apologize for hold on. We'll see what we can get, but probably not. I read this other article, and we do a lot of research. It says, why we never talk about black-on-black crime, an answer to white America's most pressing question. Are you crazy? We talk about black-on-black crime all the time. That's 95% of the time it is black-on-black crime. But this one black organization, it says, the reality in black neighborhoods across America, there's countless organizations moving forward. The number of Stop the Violent marches dwarf the demonstrations against police brutality. There's rallies, there's watches. It's not getting anything done. And then these nigger bastards says they actually want the minority community, they want the whites, they want the whites to come into the minority neighborhoods to selfishly join the effort to address the problems plaguing the black community. Well, I ask, as a white man, if you niggers don't give a damn about killing each other at 97, 98%, why should the white community? When you people start wanting to take care of yourself, I think you'll get a lot better off. I think you victimization bastards, you're not victims. You're victims, if you are, of your own society, of your own people, of your own nigger communities. That's what you're victims of. You're not victims of anything white. Whites used to live in East St. Louis. Whites used to live in Granite City. Whites used to live all over, but they don't live all over now because you niggers, not the proud blacks, the proud blacks have got out with the nigger, with the whites, to leave the niggers there alone. You have to understand people, and you have to be real, and you have to take a problem, and you have to address it. You'll address cancer if you have it. You'll address every other situation. Why don't we address this violent, racist, reverse racist nigger situation? Why don't we do something about it? It's not going to take care of itself, people. You all know that. And as always, we're about out of time. But see, this is WAR Radio Network, White Awareness Radio. The niggers don't like it because we expose them. You won't hear this anywhere else, but you'll get the truth here. And I hope this doesn't shock you. I hope this provokes you into understanding what's really going on. No violence. We don't need violence. We need understanding. We need to stand up. We need to understand the seriousness of this entire situation. We need to plan for it, and then we need to do something about it. On a side note, I read in another court order shutting down freedom of speech, trying to take away freedom of speech, where the court said that even though this gentleman, what he was saying was understandably offensive to everybody, vile to some, it is clear that the defendant's conviction violated his constitutional right of free speech. Thus, the conviction is overturned. Thus, this is the great United States of America. And again, you may not agree with my speech. I may not agree with yours. But we live in a country where we have to compromise. We have to be offended. We are offended every day by everything. But freedom of speech, once again, the courts have said you can't stop somebody's freedom of speech. You can't threaten somebody. You can't intimidate somebody. But in this great country of ours, as always, you can speak free, and I speak free today and every day. And the advocates love it. But the people that don't like what I say, they want my speech silenced. They don't want their protest silenced. They don't want their destruction of every town of Ferguson and every other town. They don't want that stopped. They don't want their right to burn down a community stopped. But they want the right to have Bob Romanek's speech stopped? Are you niggers? I say, are you niggers crazy? As always, people, it's time to go. I hope I've got you provoked. I hope I got you motivated, both proud white and proud black, to understand the seriousness of this situation. You'll get bits and pieces on all the other radio stations, all the other TV stations, but I'll break it down the way it needs to be broken down. I'll break it down so you understand. I'll break it down so you'll know that you can be proud to be white, proud to be black. Don't have to worry and be afraid of the niggers, the crackers, the hunkies. There's enough shame and blame, as I always say, in that racial game to go around. But we have to stand tall for what we believe in, people. You know it's not getting any better. Again, cancer won't get any better. It won't treat itself. You have to treat it. You have to stop it. You have to cure it. And that's what we have to do with our racial situations. So as always, let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians, and you people know they're out there. Elections coming up. I say, when I say destroy, I mean at the polls, never any violence. We can destroy them at the polls. So let's continue to research these rotten bastards. Continue to research what they've done in the past. They will tell you one thing, and then they'll do something totally different. Let's don't tolerate that, people. Let's don't tolerate the violence in this country. Let's come together, the proud white and proud black, men and women, Democrats and Republicans, and stop this crap before it stops us. So let's continue to unite again to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, let's destroy them before they destroy us. And it's coming, people, if we don't come together. No violence. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown.
Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting. Renegade.